Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Wolf and Wife, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Unison sound that we've talked about seems to me one of the signature parts of the sound of Wolf and Wife. Your guitar playing is another part of that signature, which is really cool. One thing I noticed, for instance, is that you really attack the guitar aggressively. You're playing without picks.
Trying to explain how to do it is really difficult for me because it's so mindless and I've never had to think about it. That being said, how it even formed was me playing by myself as a kid and being way too afraid to play with anybody else. So I really wanted a fuller sound and wanted to develop something that just gave me more sound with as little instrument as possible. So I tried to learn kind of a bass line with my thumb and use, you know, kind of a banjo type. So, you know, kind of roll with these two fingers and keep the line going with my thumb.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of evolved from there into its own thing.
You experiment with some open, I know you do drop D.
Yes. These songs tonight are mostly drop D, but some of my favorite songs have just been kind of tuning until I get a kind of open sound that I like. It's not necessarily anything proper, it's just what sounds good.
Yeah.
So I take a lot of influence from Lindsey Buckingham and his tunings and his finger picking style and how the speed of it. I wish I could be that fast, but that's where I kind of get the idea of the speed and the roll of it.
Another player, if you haven't listened to him, that you play a little bit like is Bruce Cockburn. Check him out sometime.
Yeah.
Canadian player. So you mentioned Lindsey Buckingham.
Yes.
That's a nice segue to Fleetwood Mac. I just watched a show, a concert of theirs on TV, and there you see Lindsey playing without any picks.
Right,
Just straight hand, and that was interesting for me because I didn't know that, and I also didn't know he played really most of the time, and most of the show he played an instrument that sort of looked like an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, he has a bazillion models that he has made himself that are kind of acoustic electric hybrids.
Yeah, that's right.
So he can kind of get that finger picking style, but still be very raw and plugged in.
When I hear you playing, I hear Never Going Back Again.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I hear your style there. know, and that just a hard driving thing. I also like what you do with minors and majors.
It's like sometimes my favorite chords are major ones, and then sometimes my favorite are minor. So when I can figure out how to combine both of them or just make a pattern, it's more mathematical in my brain than sound when it comes to chords. I like structure and picking out an order of a certain type of chord. So it's kind of planned in that sense. I may not plan our song writing, like our lyrics, but the guitar work I do try and plan and work on and go over and over and over and over again. So that's a very much more strict process for me.
Yeah.
Your husband's dead and you're gone, and I'm just your souvenir. As your picture leaves inside, they were running that time.
Both were really influenced by Fleetwood Mac.
Not
because Leslie
does.
has inundated you with it.
Mostly. Yes, because I play every album front to back. That's why. It's
What are your favorite Fleetwood Mac albums? When you think about the first one, the very first one, your dad that played it for you?
Yeah, that was actually a live album. The dance album from 1997, when they all kind of came back together of like their most famous lineup. That was the album that still plays on repeat. I still have the original CD that I had when I was a kid, and I've burnt it up. It's the one I play over and over and over again. There's something about their live sound that's just amazing.
Right, they pulled off all those amazing harmonies in a live setting, which was incredible.
Yeah, but their early blues stuff is amazing as well, before Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks.
So
Peter Green stuff,
gotcha, right.
Phenomenal. And I take a lot of influence from that as well.
Do you like drummers too? Do you like Mick Fleetwood? I mean,
of course,
he's like Charlie Watts. And he's just amazing.
I think I probably look up to Charlie Watts more than I do Mick Fleetwood. But I love just Charlie's simple style. But it's the Rolling Stones, so it works. But I like the simplicity of it without having to be super technical. But it still really drives home what they're trying to do. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Should know down, but there's something inside my head that makes me mad. I left my soul down the dirt.
As you all start to perform out, what are some of the challenges that each of you faces as you start to perform for more audiences? You as a guitar player, you as a vocalist?
It makes me want to have the patience to learn how to play an instrument. Yeah, I need really? Something to do with my hands.
That is a really hard role. You said in your bio, as you in your bio,
my
your official bio. Your official record company bio, that one challenge for you was, I don't know if you call it stage fright or if it's just fear of performing. How is that going?
It's okay.
Yeah?
I'm still figuring it out. Facing Leslie makes a huge difference, knowing that I can have that sort of, I mean, that's how we play at home. We face each other and sing to each other, and being able to do that makes a big difference. A lot of the time I don't get nervous until it's over, and then I get like really freaked out.
That seems okay. I mean, I don't want you to be freaked out ever, but better afterward.
Getting really worked up about it, yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel like you have a goal? You talked about playing an instrument.
I would like to go somewhere with more confidence. Learning that is probably my biggest goal. It's really hard to put yourself out there and be that vulnerable in front of, in this case, a room full of people that I know very intimately.
Yeah, right. This is a more challenging audience than playing in a bar, playing at the Burl.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we've played at the Burl twice now, and this is way more difficult.
As you all take this from your living room out into the public and to a larger audience, what are some challenges for you personally?
Not messing up my guitar solos. For me, my stage fright and nerves is right now. So learning how to control that and control what my hands are doing. It's like for each more person, you know, my hands get a little bit shakier. So learning that steadiness, this is just all such a learning process for us and so unexpected. Each time is new, and learning how we want to play out in front of people, how we want to present ourselves, how we want people to perceive our sound. So I think just kind of a trial and error of learning what works and what doesn't and what people are receptive to and what they aren't. So
yeah.
Was a full moon last night, no, should I? I felt the sting of defeat across my lips.
Thank Wolf and Wife for being with us this evening, and thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production. Each and every week, we have Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, Barry Albritton, and Amanda Haynes. And we thank you for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region, and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who would like to hear one more from Wolf and Wife?
Johnson bought the farm, put a needle in her arm. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. And her brother laid her down in the cold Kentucky ground. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it is. Oh, there was a time she and I. Busted, broken, flat, and had to sell that pussycat. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it goes. The time he and I friends. Dark ones go to bed with good whiskey in their hair. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Billy Joe's back in the tank, you tell Russo, I'll tell Frank. That's the way that it goes, that's the way. Did she leave him for that swim? Did he throw him down that well? That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. That's the way that it ends. Though there was a time when all of us. My gentle touch, did I hurt you very much? That's the way that it goes, that's the way. That's the way that it goes. Everybody's buying little baby clothes. Time when you and I were friends.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Leslie and Lindsay, Wolf and Wife, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.